This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to Ohio. Charles, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell? How you doing?
Hey, dude.
So I want to talk about the Daytona 500 coming up this weekend.
Charlie, getting involved with the Daytona 500. Who do you like to win?
I'm picking Chase Elliott to win the Daytona 500. He is the best driver in that Hendrick camp right now, and I believe that he can get it done at Daytona, as long as he avoids that big one, which we all know is coming.
Well, I mean, I thought he had a great year, no doubt about it. 21 top 10s, 11 top 5s, 3 wins. The guy has been incredible. I'll tell you who I'm going to take, a shocking pick that no one will even comprehend. Eric Jones.
You don't think Eric Jones will win Daytona back-to-back?
Listen, 18 top 10s, 9 top 5s, and a win, and a pole. The guy has been incredible. And, you know, whatever. I think the kid can race, and Joe Gibbs Racing, he's not bad, is he?
He's pretty good, but I don't think that the Joe Gibbs camp is going to be as good as those Camaros this year. I believe the Camaros are going to get back together.
I don't care.
And I think the Camaros will have a year that will be the best out of all of them.
Great.
But I also think it's going to be the worst year of NASCAR racing that NASCAR has ever seen.
Oh, great.
Aero package they have.
I actually agree with him 1,000%, and I'll tell you why. You just rang off all this really cool stuff that some guy named Eric Jones did last year. You just tell me all those stats that he did. Like, he won this and top 10s and this.
Incredible.
Here's the problem with NASCAR, and I know I sound like a broken record. I say it all the time. Nobody knows who these guys are. Who, Eric Jones, Ryan Blaney? Honestly, who are these guys? Alex Bowman?
Kyle Larson.
You don't know? And even like, okay, the Busch guys, Kurt and Kyle, sure, I've heard of them.
Kyle Larson.
I mean, I've heard of Harvick and Keselowski. Jimmy Johnson,
Chris
I've heard of.
Chris Buescher.
Where are the stars? That's why nobody, he's right. Charlie's absolutely right. It's going to be the worst year ever for NASCAR because nobody knows who these guys are. You used to know who the drivers were.
Wasn't last year the worst year ever for NASCAR?
And this year will be even worse because there's no more Dale Jr. There's no more Tony Stewart. There's no more Jeff Gordon. There's no more. You used to know. Everybody knew who the best, like, 4 or 5 drivers in NASCAR were.
At least.
They were everywhere. Nobody knows who these guys are anymore, and that's NASCAR's biggest problem. They just don't, whatever it is, they don't market them, they don't do it, or whatever, they don't want to talk to anybody, they don't, whatever it is, nobody knows who they are.
Do you think, did you know the race was this Sunday?
I had no idea until he called.
Do you know who
And that's a problem, because you used to always know when
the
Daytona 500
was. That was the beginning of spring.
Right, and nobody knows, and nobody cares anymore.
Do you know who the Grand Marshal is of the Daytona 500?
I didn't even know that they had a Grand Marshal.
J.J. Watt.
Wow.
Is the Grand Marshal of the Daytona 500. How is that possible? What does he have to do with racing? Is there something I'm missing here? I don't know. Maybe it's because he did all the charity work for the Justin Watt Foundation, after school opportunities for children. Hurricane Harvey, Watt set a goal raising $200,000 for recovery efforts in Houston. He raised more than $41 million. I think that's why he got the gig. I know that country music singer Jake Owen will perform a concert before the race. I don't know who that is either. Does that make me a horrible person?
I don't know either.
Mafia, do you ever watch the Daytona 500?
I've been watching since they paid me to watch it. Since I had to like run the race fees, I've not watched the Daytona 500. Probably not even 10 total laps in the like 12 years since.
Do you know who is on the pole for the Daytona 500?
No idea.
Williams Byron.
There you go.
21 years old.
Who's that dude?
He ain't Jimmy Johnson.
No, because the NASCAR did exactly what the UFC did, where they pick the code people, latched onto them, rode them till the end, and all of a sudden they're off and they're gone. They're done with their careers. And you say, wait, who's left now? And it's the same. It's the Ronda Rousey, Conor McGregor thing, just with NASCAR. It was Jimmy. It was Smoke. It was, you know, all these other guys. It was
Dale, it was Jeff,
Dale. It was like the five or six, you know, and even your girl.
They don't even have Danica
anymore. Right, Danica. Like, they rode their coattails like crazy and put them up on the pedestal, and then they left, and they're like, wait, now we have to have other people that you care about?
Oh, here we go. Eric in Tucson talking about the 500.
So, yeah, well, I was going to try and tie it into golf, but Alex Bowman is from Tucson, and he was young, but now I think he's 25 or something.
Wow, he's really getting old.
Yeah, he's getting old, yeah. But my point was, I totally agree about the NASCAR, and I'm wondering if golf's kind of that way, and your screener pointed out that people know a lot of the golfers, even if those guys aren't winning right now, you know?
Oh, I got to tell you, without a doubt, if you ask me, golf is way ahead of NASCAR right now in terms of popularity. I mean, it's not even a question. I was watching Phil Mickelson play golf the other morning. I think it was Monday morning at around 8 a.m., Pacific time, 11 a.m. East. I'm watching him finish out and win at Pebble Beach. And I was watching him play two holes of golf. I mean, you know, when it's on CBS on Saturdays and Sundays, I'll always have it on for a few minutes and I'll see who's winning. And there's so many great young stars in golf that people are enamored with from A to Z. Tony Finau, there's so many players that I like watching that I would rather watch golf, which, as I've said before, there's nothing worse than watching a white ball fly through the sky on television than anything in sports. I'd rather watch guys bass fish. Honestly, it's the worst, but it's better than NASCAR, if you ask me, hands down.
I was just telling Eric, basically, when you look at star power, I mean, sure, different guys win every week. There's so many different golfers that win. But if you went up to the average sports fan, somebody who is very casual, watches on the weekends, isn't totally into it like maybe we are
right,
here.
Right.
And you said the names, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, obviously Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, and maybe two or three other guys, Ricky Fowler. Who
Patrick
knows?
Reed.
Patrick Reed, maybe. I wouldn't even go that far. Who's the guy I can't stand? Okay, I guess that's not a good example if I'm forgetting his name right now.
Is there actually a golfer that you can't stand?
Sergio Garcia.
Oh, you don't like Sergio.
Okay. So let's just – I just rang off 6, 7, 8, 9 names.
Right.
That I think that most average sports fans would know right. Who they are and what they do. Other than Jimmy Johnson, can you say that about anybody else in NASCAR? That you went up to the average sports fan and went up to them and just like, who is this guy? What does he do? How many would know that that guy drives in NASCAR? Look, the names on this list – if you walked up to the average Joe and said, "Who's?" I'll even go with their most popular guys. If you said Brad Keselowski to somebody who's an average sports fan,
no one would know
who
he is. If he was sitting on whatever Jimmy Kimmel show, where he'll have the guy go out on the street and do the interviews actually and ask people, "Who do you think Brad Keselowski is?" Meanwhile, he's doing the interview and they don't know it's him. They do that all the time. Aaron Judge, remember when they did that
right.
to him? And they put him out
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah,
goes,
they did the thing.
What
yeah,
do you think
it,
of Aaron
it was hilarious.
Judge? And the people didn't even know it was him.
I'm not saying that they have a bad product. I get that there are people that love NASCAR. Fine, love it. What I'm telling you is they have no stars. People who don't already love NASCAR are not going to come to the game because they don't have anybody to magnify.
Well, I think that their ratings are so bad right now that I'm willing to say they do have a bad product.
That's fine, too, but I think part
miserably.
Of that is their star power.
It's failing. Well, it's because of that. I'll give you that. But no one is watching it anymore, and it fell off like a cliff last year, and that's just all there is to it. I mean, honestly. So I want to look at the and I was just looking at the Pebble Beach. Now, the Genesis Open's going on in Pacific Palisades at Riviera in L.A., and I'm just looking at some of these guys. Like, we already know. Like, there's so many of them that I know, right? Charlie Hoffman, I know him, right? He had a great year last year. I'm just looking at all these guys. Louis Oosthuizen, and I know who that is. I mean, I think people know who that is, don't they? Maybe, maybe not. I told you Tony Finau, I think, is incredible. They all know Bubba. Dustin Johnson, I think they all know. People know Paul Casey, Lefty, Spieth. I think for sure.
I wouldn't even put Paul Casey there. I'm talking the top of the top.
Okay, I'm just saying guys that I know automatically that I, you know, that I know already and that I could give a rat's ass about, but I still know who they are because of their golf game. And there's, you know, I could go on and on. There's 50 of them. I know all of them. These NASCAR guys, I've heard about five of them. I mean, seriously.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.